The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Your hosts are Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin. Today's program is designed to help you recognize how these two voices contrast each other, but can ultimately work together to help you create the best life ever. It all starts by recognizing which voice you are hearing. Now, here is Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be. I'm Dr. Nick Martin.
Hello, I'm Reverend Linda Martin. We're so happy you've chosen to join us today for our program, Two Voices, Ego and Spirit, on the Seventh Wave channel of Voice America. The concept of our show is about raising awareness of our own two voices.
Two voices, which are the main energies giving shape to our thoughts, feelings, behaviors, and physical experiences.
Two voices we often cannot hear because we are asleep egoically and spiritually.
Two voices we can come to recognize within the mirror of our life.
Two voices that we can bring into harmony with our own voice as we hear more of what they are telling us about ourselves and God.
Two voices which can lead you to you, that better version of yourself which awaits in everyone.
Thank you for joining us today. This is our first show on the Seventh Wave channel of Voice America. For the past 13 weeks, we had been on the Empowerment channel. And the shows that we had on the Empowerment channel are available in the archives, and we invite you to go take a look, download the archived episodes, as they're still awaiting there. But we're happy to be here today with Seventh Wave, and we invite you to join us each and every week on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, our topic is 3,000 years and counting. What does this mean? What is this idea that we are bringing forth? Well, the message that we're bringing forth has been voiced for over 3,000 years. Even though the word ego was not around that long ago, and our message is about ego and spirit, we do know that many spiritual masters have recognized how our own human energy can affect us. So we are bringing forth this message that a big part of our evolutionary process and growth is that it is necessary to awaken both egoically and spiritually in order to heal and come to know who we really are.
You know, Linda, when I was thinking about our title and I was reflecting upon its meaning, what's its essence, what's its purpose, it took me into different questions. I know some of them we're going to be describing and discussing today, one having to do with really how far have we come in our awakening as individuals and as a humanity. Another related question was how far do we need to go to know personal peace and world peace? And I guess most importantly or connected to that is why haven't we come further? We are all collectively intelligent and we are inherently good with God within our essence. Yet in spite of that, we look at the world that we live in and we see many challenges that continue to face us. You know, I was thinking about, you mentioned the process or the effort made to awaken us has been going on for several thousand years, going far, you know, into the work of thoughts of Buddha, who spoke, and I guess many spiritual teachers along the way. But Buddha talked about the doctrine of no self, and he talked about the notion of that all is suffering. And he, along with others, including Jesus, who spoke about two masters that we may serve, one, I guess, being our human master, that probably being our ego, and our divine master, God. Muhammad spoke about jihad, and there are actually two meanings to that term. The lesser known, but just as important, notion has to do with the struggle against oneself. And I know when we were writing our book, Ego and Spirituality, we were taking a look at what has been said along the way in an attempt to awaken us, and could see, though the word ego and egoic energy was not existent, that in their own way, they were often speaking about this issue that is existent within our world, both on the individual side of it and the human side. And I guess just one other thought. I remember about 40 years ago, two songs, very important songs that came out that were commentaries on the world situation, and both individually and I think collectively. One was John Lennon's Imagine, and the other was Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. And each of these were very powerful. Each spoke to the world that was existent at that time. And yet, we're up the road 40 years from now, and I wonder, would those same songs be just as applicable today as they were 40 years ago? And unfortunately, in many respects, when you look at the world today, when you look at how we treat the environment, when you look at the fact that not only do we spy on our, quote, enemies, but now we know that we often spy on our friends, we're getting to see that maybe things just haven't changed that much, and that we are still counting until we come up with a better and different approach to this awakening, which is what we want to speak to.
Definitely. You know, people can only do what they know. And as we refer to in our book Ego and Spirituality, The Consciousness of Ego Spiritualism, we talk about people living through their ego unconsciously. And I think, you know, what you're talking about here is definitely this. We are seeing this, that most of humanity is still living through their ego unconsciously. And so our message is about awakening to what this egoic energy is and how we can bring it into a place of balance. And this has to do with healing. This has to do with coming to look at who we are in a human sense, how this egoic energy will guide us, and how we tend to just do what we've always known to do because we don't know a better way. And the ego is really good at pulling us back into doing the things that we've always known to do, because that's how this energy works. And egoic energy, through the consciousness of humanity, has actually created an understanding that we have been living through, and again, living through it unconsciously.
You know, something that you were speaking to reminds me that about the traditional messages that have been put forth, even going back thousands of years, and even into the present, with many prominent speakers on the topic of awakening, even spiritual awakening. And those messages seem to be stressing and continue to stress that we need to awaken spiritually, that that is the answer to what's going on. And that certainly was the message being put forth by speakers such as Buddha and Jesus and Muhammad and many others, including current ones. Where our message is diverging from that is the need not only to work awakening spiritually, but also the importance. In fact, it's crucial that we awaken egoically. And we're going to talk more specifically about what that is later, but that there are two awakenings that are necessary. And if we continue to focus only on one of them, meaning spiritual awakening, we're going to keep counting. We're going to be going forward in 40 years from now or whatever. We're going to be in the same place that we are in as far as how we move. The traditional message seems to be suggesting that we can go forward from our egoic unconsciousness and make this monumental leap into spiritual consciousness. Now, granted, there has been an acknowledgement of ego in the various messages, but there isn't really a way to work with it other than to suggest that we need to, in some respects, disown it or dissolve it or defeat it. Unfortunately, that is not going to occur for various reasons we'll talk about a little later, but we need to work with our ego. We need to awaken to it. We need to understand it. We need to work at healing it, as you said. And this is the path that we all have to walk, both individually and collectively. So that path, just very briefly, is a movement from ego unconsciousness into egoic consciousness. And then the next step going into what's called ego spiritualistic consciousness, which is when our egoic energy has been brought into balance and is working and merging with our divine energy, and then ultimately a spiritual consciousness.
Exactly. The implication that we have to disown, dissolve, or defeat our ego implies that we are holding within us this negativity. Now, yes, the ego can be a negative thing if it is not in a place of balance and it is leading us in ways of suffering and fear-based, you know, ideas. But I think the message that might be being put out there to the majority of people to think you have to get rid of your ego, that implies that you have something negative within you. And I think that's a very unhealthy message. And that is the message we want to change, because we want people to understand that they are perfectly fine as they are. Of course, we all need to move through healing, through insights, and come to know who we are so that we can merge the egoic energy within us, the divinity of who we are, and allow the eye awareness of who we are to merge all together, as you said, into ego spiritualistic consciousness.
I think one important thought to express, having to do with what has been said about the ego over the years, and certainly many of the thoughts about ego and how it can bring us into unhealthiness, how it can bring about great suffering in many different ways, those are absolutely true. We understand that. Mm-hmm. What we're suggesting, though, is that the effort on the part of ego isn't really an attempt to intentionally harm us or to cause us to suffer. In fact, the egoic energy's primary purpose is to help you survive. Its purpose is to help you to survive. It doesn't have an awareness. It doesn't have an intellect. It doesn't have an intentionality of who God is. And it doesn't make an effort to try to defeat God. And a lot of times I've seen writings in the spiritual realm that often put this good versus evil approach to understanding our egoic energy. And if we continue to hold on to that, we're not going to move forward. That is not helpful to not understand this egoic energy. It is attempting to help us to survive, both in the mortal sense, but also in our daily sense. And it leads us, the energy that is, it doesn't teach us. We teach ourselves behaviors and thoughts and feelings and even physiology intended to help us survive. But the ego doesn't form those for us. Unfortunately, when our egoic energy gets out of balance in terms of our power, vulnerability, flexibility, then the suffering really becomes magnified. And we'll talk later about some of the roles and some of the illusions that we get caught up in as we move on to the into a deeper level of suffering and as we distance ourselves from awakening.
Right. And when we come back from our break, we want to talk about the many aspects of who we are and that we do need to look and embrace all of who we are. And we thank you for joining us here on Two Voices, and we'll see you back here after the break.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Many of us are trying to move forward on our life path, both humanly and spiritually. No matter who we are, we all face a significant obstacle, our ego. Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin will assist you on your life path through their books, Ego and Spirituality, The Consciousness of Ego Spiritualism, The Ego Unmasked, Meeting the Greatest Challenge of Your Life, and their forthcoming book, Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Visit their websites at egoandspirituality.com. and theegounmasked.com to learn more. You can also schedule an appointment with Reverend Linda for spiritual life coaching sessions, intuitive spiritual counseling, and spiritual healing. Contact Linda by going to lindamartin.net. You are worthy and deserving of living the life you were created to live. The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change. You are listening to Two Voices. If you would like to connect with the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. Now, back to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
Welcome back to Two Voices. In the first part of our program today, we've been talking about our difficulties with having awakened both egoically and spiritually over the past 3,000 years, and an issue or concern that continues to be the case because we are focusing in, or we have historically focused on spiritual awakening alone and not as much on egoic awakening. So I guess in this part of the program today, I want to talk about, well, what do we mean by egoic awakening, or what do we mean by egoic unconsciousness? And some of the specific reflections or ways of understanding what it is to, first of all, we don't truly know what ego is. There is a lot of description, discussion about ego that is quite inaccurate. For example, many times when people talk about ego, they speak about it almost if it were generic, as if the egoic energy and the ego is similar across all people. Now, the main similarity is that it's about helping us to survive. That clearly is it, and it also may, when it's imbalanced, lead us into a great deal of suffering. That definitely is common. However, our egos are far more complicated, meaning that the energy that they are is more complicated. As we said in our previous programs, we talked about the power, the flexibility, and the vulnerability aspects of the egoic energy. But then you can take that into another level, which is that's when we go into a combination of those different aspects, then that makes the energy more unique and distinctive. A good metaphor I can think of is a human face. You and I and all people have a face, and we have the same basic components to our face. But over, you know, there are approximately 7.5 billion people in the world, and we all have a distinctively different face. Well, the same goes for our ego, our egoic energy. It is unique. It is distinctive. It cannot be understood completely by treating it as though it were generic.
That's a very good description of how the egoic energy can be. It is not a one-size-fits-all for all of us. There are different types of egoic energies that we are living through, and these energies affect us in many ways. And when the ego is not in a place of balance, it will most likely be working from a fear-based foundation. And that is because, as you said, the ego, its main role is to help us to survive. It came into being when we individuated and became physical beings, becoming aware that we were separated from our divine source, creating these physical bodies, and having a human experience. The ego came into being, and it was necessary to help us survive as a race, as a humanity. But because of this necessity, there was fear that was necessary at that time as well. But we're still carrying on this old energy. And we know for a fact that energy cannot be destroyed, but yet it can be transformed. It can be transmuted. And so what we are talking about is helping our egoic energy to be transformed into an energy that can work for us instead of against us, into an energy that can learn that it does not need to come from a fear-based place.
You know, something that you just said that's, I think, important has to do, and which is perhaps alien to what has historically been said about ego, is that essentially it's positive. Positive in the sense that it's trying to help us survive. The energy is moving us toward an effort to survive. And I think most people think survival's a good thing. But that, and we recognize that it causes us suffering sometimes in the name of survival. But ego actually has love within its essence. It does have love within its essence. And it will, when we bring it into balance within our human experiences, within many of the key life areas that we've talked about in our previous programs, be they with close relationships or our dealings with conflict, change, stressors, adversity, and so on, achievement, it actually works with us. It works for us. And as an energy, it would complement the divine energy. When we work against it, when we are ignorant of it, when we think of it as only a negative entity, when we strive to dissolve, disown, or defeat it, we are banging our head against a wall mm-hmm. that will not give. And we are saying that it's important to understand what it truly is. And when we do that, we cast light upon the ego, because otherwise our ego unconsciousness keeps us in darkness, and we are living our lives and we are moving through our lives, but often in ways that cause us to suffer.
Exactly. And so we feel our message is so important to come to this understanding that we cannot disown the ego, but we can transform it. We can allow it to work for us instead of against us. But first we have to move through the process of awakening to it, of understanding what this egoic energy is. And again, it's different for each person. Now, in the book that you wrote, Nick, The Ego Unmasked, Meeting the Greatest Challenge of Your Life, you've presented quite a lot of egoic energy types that people can relate to. And in our next book, Ego and Spirituality, we refer to some of these as well and how people can assist themselves. But it is a healing process, and it is the process of learning what has your ego taken on as truth that you are living through unconsciously. Because many things that we believe may not really be truth, but yet we're living them as if they are truth and they become our reality. And this can lead us into ways of suffering, into ways of living our life through fear instead of through love.
Something you talked about there, the word truth, and how important it is in terms of removing ourselves from our egoic unconsciousness. Oftentimes we live in the realm of belief rather than truth, both human belief and perhaps even faulty divine beliefs fashioned by religious extremism sometimes that remove us from knowing who God really is. When we hear about a God who is we have to be afraid of, our message is that's removing us from divine truth, because God is love, life, energy, and you. God doesn't need, God isn't a person, God isn't a human, God doesn't do human things. God doesn't need to motivate us with fear. All we need to do is be the love God is within our own being, which is already existent.
I think that's a hard thing for many people to come to because of how we've been taught, of how our society, and as you mentioned, many religions have taught us to believe for such a long time that it's kind of ingrained within us, and people cannot completely surrender into their own worth. And that is key here. When you can come to understand that you are the love of God, that you know, you are one within this energy of love, and this energy of love is God, and you are worthy of it. You know, that's kind of doing a lot of work within yourself to get to that point to truly surrender into this truth.
You just brought up some excellent examples of illusions that we can fall into as a result of egoic imbalance, illusions of unworthiness. illusions of inequality, illusions of separation, and we talk about them in our last book, that often lead us away from knowing who God is. They actually lead us into more and deeper spiritual unconsciousness, and they create this wall, this obstacle that often leads us away from understanding and knowing who God, what God is, truly knowing the love, life, and energy God is. It also leads us away from appreciating the great gifts we've all been given, the gift of life, the gift of creating life, the gift of eternal life, and the gift of God within. The more our ego is operating on an imbalanced level, and this, you kind of provided a good example tying in with what we've said before about ego flexibility. And many times people who are in lower ego flexibility, living that energy, they often get consumed with their version of the truth and have an inability to fully understand how other humans coming from different places in the world have their own experiences upon which they construct their own ideas and understandings of God. And instead of respecting them, they treat them with disdain. And historically, humankind's inhumanity to each other often fought wars in the name of religion, which is completely removed from being the love, life, and energy God is, because God is within your, so to speak, enemy. And that's an awareness that's, if we don't have it, we're removed from divine truth.
Right. God did not create religion. Man did. It's man's way of trying to understand who they are in connection with the universal consciousness, which is God. And no matter what you call it, whether you call God, God, the universe, divine truth, love, it's all this energy. It's this energy of creation, and it's this energy of love. And we are one within this energy. However, if we have been taught that we are unworthy of this love that God is, because many times if we have followed a religion especially, or even just in society, we are taught that God is up there and you are down here, and you know, you must strive to please God. You must strive to be worthy of God's love. And you know, this all is are ideas that have been brought forth through man's egoic understanding of God. And it comes through what they know. They are living through the ego unconsciously and creating these laws and ideas and beliefs that many, many people have been contributing to by following these beliefs as truth. But I know this is changing to some degree, and I just feel this message is so important to reach out as much as we can to assist in the awakening of the egoic energy so that we can awaken fully to our own divinity.
You know, just a few thoughts before we go into our next break, but part of egoic unconsciousness is not realizing the way our egoic voice is actually speaking through us, that energy is speaking through us within the kinds of thoughts and words and feelings and behaviors and physiology that we are experiencing. That as we are, when we stay removed from understanding what that energy is about and how it can be working and how it in its own way is trying to help us survive, we are egoically unconscious. And so we have this difficulty with living in peace with ourselves and others, and we can be motivated by fear rather than love in dealing with life, that we become consumed with unhealthy or inappropriate expectations, that we start to want for things that we don't truly need, and that we tend to be guided by a morality of fear. With those thoughts, we're going to go to our next break. Thank you for listening to Two Voices.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Many of us are trying to move forward on our life path, both humanly and spiritually. No matter who we are, we all face a significant obstacle, our ego. Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin will assist you on your life path through their books, Ego and Spirituality, The Consciousness of Ego Spiritualism, The Ego Unmasked, Meeting the Greatest Challenge of Your Life, and their forthcoming book, Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Visit their websites at egoandspirituality.com and theegounmasked.com to learn more. You can also schedule an appointment with Reverend Linda for spiritual life coaching sessions, intuitive spiritual counseling, and spiritual healing. Contact Linda by going to lindammartin.net. You are worthy and deserving of living the life you were created to live. Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. You are listening to Two Voices. If you would like to connect with the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. Now, back to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
Welcome back to Two Voices. In our program today, we've been talking about 3,000 years and counting, and we've been looking at the difficulties that we've been having both individually and collectively with our awakening. And for the first and second segments, we've been talking a lot about egoic unconsciousness and egoic awakening. And what we'd like to talk about now, I'd like to ask you about, Linda, is what does it mean to be both spiritually unconscious or spiritually conscious?
Well, we've been talking about this a little bit without referring to it as spiritually unconscious, because I think what is the foundation there is the worth that someone may feel regarding themselves. These are illusions that people may live in. And some of the ideas and beliefs that people carry within themselves are the idea that they are unworthy of awakening spiritually. They are unworthy of knowing and receiving the love. And this love is their own love. They deny themselves this because of their belief. And they don't feel that they deserve it. All of these ideas have been ideas that have been come through from, again, what we've talked about earlier, society, religions, beliefs, just, you know, how we have been raised as a humanity to come to believe who we are. And this can't just keep someone spiritually unconscious, because until they can move through the process of healing and understanding that they are one within this love, they are one within God, and that God is within them, then, you know, they will never come to know who they really are. Now, we have so many aspects to us as human beings. I say this, excuse me, quite often, that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. But what is in the way preventing us from knowing this? You know, many people just think, I'm a physical being and I have to strive to be more spiritual, instead of understanding that your life is your spirituality. But if you're striving to be, then you're fighting against what is in your way, because what gets in your way from seeing that you are this divine spiritual being are the things that you've accumulated, these illusions, these beliefs that have come through the ego unconsciously.
You know, something you just said about believing something, and oftentimes what I've seen is how people have a hard time. They might believe it, but they have a hard time living it or being it. So they might think that God is, you know, is loving, but they don't feel and live the love God is within their own being. The worthiness creeps in, and it weakens their ability to, you know, they're an intelligent person, they're a good person, they're a well-meaning person, yet they walk, you know, maybe they're feeling like they're a victim. or they're feeling dependent, or some other, you know, role that we often can fall into because of the egoic energy at work that makes it hard to understand or to live they have intellectual insight. Mm-hmm. They've gone to services of different ways, and they've heard about God, and they've heard about their own worthiness, but it still doesn't translate fully in their own lives. When they leave the service, they may find themselves having, in it, they enjoy the service because the service provides an opportunity to hear what they need to hear. But moving forward out into the world and translating that into living, being the love God is often difficult.
Yeah, I know. I've actually had people say, I want to begin working with you, but I don't know what I should focus on right now, my life path or my spiritual path, and not understanding that this is one and the same. You are a spiritual being having this physical existence, but the physical egoic issues are preventing you from seeing this and knowing this fully. And there are many people who, as you say, they do awaken to some degree spiritually. They intellectually know that, you know, they are a creation of God. They intellectually know that they may carry this love within them, but they have not allowed themselves to come to the point of experiencing it and of knowing it within themselves. And so it's what is in the way, what is preventing this person from coming to know this and allowing their heart to open.
I think that what that is referring to is how the egoic voice, the hidden, unconscious egoic voice, is very powerful, and it pulls on that individual, and that's refers to the need to awaken to that voice and to that energy and to better know what it is and how it is bringing forth different types of illusions that may affect us, particularly those involving worthiness, inequality, separation. Something you said earlier that ties in with this is how oftentimes one of the key issues, and I've seen it in working with people in treatment, is acceptance, unconditional acceptance of oneself. That in theory, it's a really good idea. Mm-hmm. But boy, man, I can't get to that place yet. I'm having a hard time feeling that love for myself, that healthy love for myself, mm-hmm. and allowing me to move forward and be the love God is, and to experience the empowerment of that love. That
mm-hmm. That's the hardest thing for people, to open their hearts to themselves. To themselves, they can fully love their children, they can fully love others in their lives, but to come to know you, and to give yourself that divine love that you deserve. And it does come back to their feelings of deservability and their feelings of worthiness. And so, you know, a lot of times when I work with people, some of the work that I do involves inner child work, where we go back and move into these understandings of what beliefs, what ideas have you taken on? Because many times these beliefs have been instilled within us as children. And, you know, as you know, when a child is being fed some information, especially by those in their lives that they trust, they take this in. These seeds are planted and these seeds grow within them and they become their truth. Does it mean it is truth? Well, if it's not benefiting you, then it's something to look at. It's something to maybe evaluate. Is this truth that you've always believed to be true really benefiting you? Is it really something that you need to continue to see as truth? Or are you able to see why it became your truth and then help to release these beliefs that maybe are no longer serving you so that you can come to see who you really are and give to yourself that love, that deserving love that you are worthy of?
Again, that ability comes back to the how are you filtering what you are living, your behavior, your thoughts, your beliefs, your values, your attitudes, your understandings, your prejudices, and so on. and how the egoic energy, when it's imbalanced, creates more suffering in the way we live. It may be surprising to some people to hear that they're suffering, but they often are. The dictator is suffering. The authoritarian is suffering. The narcissist is suffering in many different ways. And the more removed from of our, and some might say, well, isn't that a good thing? You're suffering, but you don't know it. Is that okay? Well, ultimately, those kind of things come forward in different ways and shapes in our lives. They certainly may impact other people that we live with, be they our partners or our children or our other relationships we have. That's why we talk about the key life areas and how oftentimes it's important to look at those mirrors. Those are the mirrors. Those are the places to get a better handle on, is my egoic energy in a healthy place or is it an unhealthy place? Are you living in peace with yourself or within the relationships that you have in your life? Some people might say, well, some of my relationships are pretty good, but some of them are not good. There's fear, there's anger, there's resentment, there's old issues. Well, then things aren't near where they need to be, because when we are in a healthy place, when we are connected to divine truth and human truth, there isn't any need for that. There's no need for anger. There's no need for fear. We can only be the love God is as a result of that. I guess one other thing that you said earlier, and I was thinking about the words health and healing and truth, they kind of all go together. That is, the closer we are to truth, whether it's human truth or divine truth, the healthier we are, and the more we can undertake and experience the healing that is available to us, the further we are from those truths, reality-based truth, and we as humans, we can recognize them. The more we are going to be suffering in those distinctively different ways brought about by the energy that we are egoically.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And if you are a person that is moving forward on your spiritual path and you are feeling these connections, you are awakening to there's knowing that there is so much more than what your eyes can see or your ears can hear, that you're becoming connected to the various dimensions of light that are around us and available to us. But yet at times you feel like you're being pulled back. At times you feel like you are, you know, you're not having a good day and you're not sure why a sadness or a fear may be taking over. Well, part of this has to do with healing that egoic energy within you and bringing it into a place of balance so it can merge with you fully and allow you to heal and awaken.
I have another question tied in with where we began here with spiritual consciousness and spiritual awakening and spiritual unconsciousness, having to do with the four great gifts as we've referred to them. When a person is not spiritually conscious or when they're spiritually unconscious, how would that be reflected in any of those great gifts on that person's part?
Well, I think as we talked about the unworthiness that they would feel, the four great gifts that you had mentioned earlier are the gifts that God is love, God is life, God is energy, and God is you. And these gifts are available to us and within us. And if we do not know that we are one within this energy, then we're not going to be able to awaken fully to it.
Well, when it comes to creating life, the gift of creating life that we've spoken about, when a person is spiritually unconscious, how would they, I know we're getting up on a break here, but how would that person be spiritually unconscious in conjunction with that particular gift, the gift of creating life?
Right, because we have the ability to create our life each and every day, and we're going to need to pick this up when we come back from a break. So we're going to take a break now for a few moments and invite you to join us back here. You've been listening to Two Voices.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. Many of us are trying to move forward on our life path, both humanly and spiritually. No matter who we are, We all face a significant obstacle, our ego. Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin will assist you on your life path through their books, Ego and Spirituality, The Consciousness of Ego Spiritualism, The Ego Unmasked, Meeting the Greatest Challenge of Your Life, and their forthcoming book, Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Visit their websites at egoandspirituality.com and theegounmasked.com to learn more. You can also schedule an appointment with Reverend Linda for spiritual life coaching sessions, intuitive spiritual counseling, and spiritual healing. Contact Linda by going to lindammartin.net. You are worthy and deserving of living the life you were created to live. The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Two Voices. If you would like to connect with the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. Now, back to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
Welcome back to Two Voices. We are discussing today 3,000 years and counting. And we've been talking about what prevents a person from maybe awakening spiritually. And I think, Nick, you asked the question regarding this right before we went to break. What prevents someone from knowing that gift of life that they have within them? And each and every day, we have the ability to create our life. Each and every moment, we have that ability. We have that gift, and we always have that choice. The choice as to how we're going to look at the next thing coming our way. How are we going to look at our day today? The energy that we put out from our own ideas, our own beliefs, our own being is what will create the day for us. I tell people many times a good way to begin your day before you even get out of bed when you open your eyes is to give thanks. Give thanks for what lies before you. Begin to feel the energy of creation that is available to you. Because this is who you are. You are a creator of every moment of every day of your life. And every moment you have a choice as to how you're going to move through.
When I think about what you've just said, I'm thinking about people who, when they're egoically unconscious, they often feel that life happens to them, that they actually have no say, so to speak, in what is going to take place, that they sort of are in that almost helpless location in their thinking, often formed by the egoic issues in their terms of power, that distance themselves from really truly recognizing the gift of life, the opportunity that they have as a result of being in this existence, the opportunity with their words and their thoughts and their behaviors to become the energy they want to be, not necessarily being resigned to the energy that they currently are. And this has, again, I think, to do with what we said earlier about awakening egoically. Some out there might have a question. Well, what do you mean when you awaken egoically? How is that going to take place? Earlier, we did make reference to understanding what ego is, beginning to tune into your own ego. And we, in our work, in our books, have talked about the components of power. And we give lots of examples, tons of examples. In fact, I think in our in the book Ego Unmasked, there's probably about 250 to 300 pages connected to the ego types because, as you said earlier, Linda, it's distinctive. And there are descriptions of 125 different ego types in which the key life areas are integrated in conjunction with whether it's higher or lower power and so on. So we learn about our ego, we tune into it, and then another really important part of the egoic awakening process and the transformation of moving from ego speaking to us and us following the lead of the energy and transforming it into our voice involves something we refer to as mental medicine. Mental medicine is nothing more and nothing more complex than working with understanding reality-based thinking and beginning to use it within our lives consistently. And to learn the distinction between what may often be belief fashioned by the nature of the egoic energy and truth. And as we become more connected to our world, to ourselves, to God within the realm of using mental medicine over time, things change. And the awakening process not only takes place from the human side, the egoic side, but also begins to happen more so and more deeply into a higher spiritual consciousness, which we refer to as ego spiritualism, in which the love, life, and energy that God is becomes much more a part of not just in what we think going on in our lives, but in what we live going on through our lives. It also lets us become more deeply connected to these four great gifts, the gifts of life, creating life, eternal life, and God within. It's a very important part. Truth is very powerful, human truth and divine truth. If we seek those and we work with those, and sometimes it is painful to go through the process of getting truth, but ultimately we live in a world of joy and fulfillment to become who we truly are, a person we've referred to as you with a capital Y.
Right. Bringing all aspects of who we are into a place of balance and harmony can allow us to live our lives to the fullest, allow us to know that we are the creator of each and every moment of each and every day of our life. And using mental medicine along with many other healing tools as well. You know, sometimes we need to do some inner child work. Sometimes we need to do some spiritual intuitive counseling. Sometimes we need spiritual healing, but meditation is also another tool that can greatly assist you on your path along with mental medicine. You no longer need to be a victim to your egoic energy. You can come to learn who you are and allow it to move you into a place of peace within yourself and move forward in your life. You can be a participant in your life and live your life, the life you were created to live. You know, each and every day, we like to, when we have our show, we like to end by allowing you to join us as we come into a place of peace. We always want to leave you in a place of peace, and this can be found right within your own heart. So as we bring our show to a close, we thank you again for joining us and for sharing this time with us. And we ask you to join me now as we create a sacred space within our own hearts. So please move into your heart center and just let go. Know that this is the only place you need to be at this moment in time. Take in a deep breath and release all worries, all concerns. Here within your heart is the wisdom, the inspiration that can assist you each and every day. Here within your heart lies your truth. You are a beloved child of God. You are worthy and deserving of all the goodness, of all the joy, of all the abundance that the universe has to offer. You are one within this love. And at this time, invite God's loving angels to come into your heart now. Begin to feel and see this beautiful divine light flowing down, filling your heart, and feel their loving essence filling your entire being. Every cell within you will become filled with this divine light of love as the angels assist you and guide you. Ask them to be with you now and each and every day. Take in another deep breath. Feel the peace and tranquility filling your heart and your mind. Know that all is well, that you are all you need to be right here, right now, that you are the creator of each and every moment of each and every day of your life. You can be God's expression here on earth, and you can be of service for the greater good of all. Feel this truth within you. May peace be with you now and always. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us today on Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. And remember, until next time, remember to listen for your two voices.
Thank you for joining us for Two Voices. Please join Reverend Linda and Dr. Nick Martin again next Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Seventh Wave. And until next time, remember to listen for your two voices.